We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
And welcome into 96.5 The Fan. Man, I am ready.
There you go. A little Red Kingdom
ready.
After baseball with the Royals. I like that. A little debate on what song to start with. Matt goes, we'll just go with both because Bob and Dusty are talking to each other about nonsense.
Just politics. We talk about everything we can't talk about off the air. That's what helps us grow together.
That's right. Exactly.
We're over here talking about like the election, security.
Taylor Swift spies in the stadium last night or whatever the hell that was going on at the end of the game.
Everything you don't want to hear is what we talk about off the air.
That's
you're
exactly
welcome, Steven
right.
Spector.
Yeah, we talk about our wives and, you know, all that kind of good stuff, too.
How's everybody feeling today?
Is anybody up today? That's what
God,
I want to
yeah.
know, right? Like it, because you had to be up, but like people who went to the game last night or who took like a third weekend day last night, are you getting up, Ralph? I haven't heard from Ralph this morning, and I'm interested because I want to know what time they all bolted the stadium last night. It felt like the 2-minute warning everybody got out of there last night and cleared that out. So you got a great win at Arrowhead, a great win at Yankee Stadium. Like, it's just a good morning to be in Kansas City. And the best part about yesterday for me, and I tweeted this out this morning, Patrick Mahomes has no touchdown passes and Bobby Witt can't find the broadside of the barn, and both teams win comfortably yesterday.
I mean,
isn't that unbelievable when you think about the team effort that both of these squads put in last night, from the Royals doing their thing in New York and the Chiefs doing their thing here? If you would have said yesterday Patrick Mahomes has no touchdown passes and Bobby Witt is 0 for Yankee Stadium, what happens tonight? I would have said, well, both teams are going to lose their games, right? And both teams ended up winning their games because they got production from everybody up and down that lineup. The randos, I'm going to start calling them right now, are producing for the Royals. And the alumni team is back beating the New Orleans Saints last night for the Kansas City Chiefs, Juju Smith-Schuster and Kareem Hunt. Like, that's the Chiefs alumni team going out there and beating that ass.
They knew about it. They knew they had a bye week. And they leaned on their vets, in a big play.
Third and 22 at the 44-yard line of the Saints, leading 10-7. Again, a four-man rush. Quick pass. Kelce at the 40. Coming all the way across the field. Flips it off. It goes to P. Ryan. He's at the 25. He is close to a first down. Kelce, who messes around in practice doing this a lot. He thought he had a touchdown last year. Remember, on a play, he's got 21 yards. The Chiefs have fourth down and one. Kelce came right to left all the way across the field and almost was tackled, and then he shovels it underneath to Samaje Perine on an old hook and ladder.
There it is, man. That was unbelievable play in the game last night.
The little shot for Mitch.
Yeah.
He had a play last year. It didn't matter. But either way, it's like,
Mitch taking all
the shots.
It's
the greatest play of the year last year that didn't count.
It would have changed. Like, I think Sean McDermott's fired if they lose that game because they don't make the playoffs. They absolutely don't make the playoffs. So that play right there kind of flipped the script a little bit. A couple of things about that play. Number one for me, I was sitting there watching the game with my wife and son last night. Alex came over last night. And at third and 22, I said to them, I go, I feel more comfortable like third and 22 than I do, you know, fourth and one, because this team can't seemingly get a yard. And then they pick up the 21 yards on the play. Right. And like just magical formations and things that they're doing right now. The other thing about that play is, can I just get something off my chest for a second here? Every time something cool happens on the field, it doesn't mean you have to ask Andy Reid, like, what the name of that play was. You know, like, Lisa Salter's God Lover last night. night doing that terrible, you know, halftime interview with every coach now.
Yeah.
Andy, is there a name for that play? Like, they want him to say like corn dog or whoopie pie or loaded cheese tots or like whatever it is. Like, they're looking, like, every reporter now is looking to Andy Reid to give them a funny play name that's named after some carnival food, right? Like, I mean, like, not every play is named after a food that you get at the fair. Can't we just give Travis Kelce and P. Ryan credit for like being there and having the instincts to do something really cool like that? Doesn't have to mean it was designed and it's called the funnel cake. Like, that was just a great play by Travis Kelce, and even better by P. Ryan, who's blocking up the field and then comes running down the field and just is in the right place at the right time. That's instinct. That's chemistry. That's wonderful. Doesn't mean it has to have a name, right? Right.
I think there's a few things we found out last night. God, I don't even know how to elite is. But I mean, I think that, you know, Salvador Perez is on TV. He hits a bomb. Right. Patrick Mahomes throws for 330 yards. Everybody said, oh, it's a passing league broke.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Here's just a cool, calm, collected
second quarter of the season. Everybody's throwing for, you know, 300 yards.
Yeah.
Now.
Here's a cool 331 that goes under the radar.
Right.
But no, I mean, like, you look at yesterday. And we can break down the Royals game in a second, but we start with these Chiefs, right? We found out yesterday, throughout the day, everything that you needed to know, right? We know that Rashee Rice's season is over.
Yeah, just call it what it is,
yeah,
right?
It's a LCL injury.
Yeah, that's right.
A lateral collateral ligament.
See, I thought you were making up the lateral collateral. Yeah.
No, it's what it's literally called. Lateral collateral ligament.
Lateral collateral.
It's a key stabilizer, so Ken stabilizer, of the knee, preventing it from buckling outward. So Rashee Rice, probably done. Right?
You got to be done on that one.
Then you move into the game, and I'll be honest with you.
Why is Jim Bob Cooter the first thing that comes to mind when you say lateral collateral?
Cooter. I don't know. But I mean, maybe I'm like you, or maybe I'm a lot like everybody else. Yesterday, you thought was going to take forever. I remember you were texting us, and you're like, I just got home, and it was like 3:45.
Dude, I saw a guy get hit on a bike at the aftermath.
Is he okay?
I don't know. Like, if I was there a minute earlier, I would have saw the dude get pancaked by the car.
Did you get out?
No, the cops were already there.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was one of those that, like, you know, like, if I was, like, a minute or two earlier, I probably would have seen the accident happen.
Ew.
And, yeah, I don't know if
that's not good.
Yeah, the guy was moving, so that's
okay.
Good news. But,
But no, I mean, like yesterday, you know, we're going through the day, like we're doing our show because we're up at the ass crack of dawn before even that.
Right.
And, you know, we're like, man, how are we going to get through the day? How are we going to get through the day? And like you said, you're like, man, this day's flying by. And I'm not kidding, man. Like, as soon as the Royals started, it was like you blinked and Mahomes doing a pregame interview and you're like, oh, this Chiefs game's getting ready to start as well. And I thought that if we go with Chiefs first, which is fine because we spent a lot of time yesterday with the Royals, we'll move right into the Royals after this. But I think if you start with the Chiefs and you look at what yesterday was, man, like, they're so methodically, like, prepped. It's disgusting.
It really is. That's like, Andy Reid. Yeah.
Like, I just was watching that game, and like, even you said, you're like, welcome to getting your ass kicked by a bunch of tight ends.
Yeah.
Or you're getting served a bunch of tight end on a platter. And I'm sitting there watching it. We had a pretty good group of people watching the game outside the house. And I'm thinking to myself, like, Noah Gray, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, nobody's involved. And then out of nowhere, here comes number 9, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Right.
And oh, by the way, we're going to use Xavier Worthy as a running back. And that game just let me know that, yes, the Vikings are 5-0. Yes, Houston is 4-1. There is no one on this level that the Kansas City Chiefs are on. The Kansas City Chiefs, not only did they lose their number one wide receiver, not only did they lose their number one running back, they replaced both those guys last night with a guy who's a seasoned vet who goes for 130 and another guy who goes for 120. And then in the midst of all that, their left tackle goes down for a couple plays. And
right.
You think to yourself,
oh boy,
really? Here we go again. And Mahomes throws for a cool, calm, collected 331 yards. Travis Kelce is reborn. And everybody sits back and goes, yeah, they beat the Saints. The same Saints team that a lot of people thought were an NFC favorite.
2-0, everybody was crowning the Saints, right? Mac.
And I'm one of them. I thought the Saints were decent. I thought Derek Carr was playing good. Poor guy got an oblique strain.
Yeah, but in football, the oblique, that guy will be back. Baseball, oblique, forget about it.
5 weeks.
Five months. Yeah.
And I thought the greatest thing about that game last night was the Chiefs solidified. They looked determined. They go into the bye week 5-0. And by God, Ain't nobody touching the AFC right now.
No, no, this thing's over in the AFC. And you know, you look around and it really is Andy Reid is just masterful. And I know I put in the rundown, I want to do an Andy Reid appreciation segment at some point. But, Mike, I'm just going to do an Andy Reid appreciation segment right now. Appreciate the F out of Andy Reid because he's the greatest coach in the NFL that's ever lived. And there really is no debating about that anymore. I know people will say Shula and Belichick and wins and all that kind of stuff. Fantastic. They have the longevity right now over Andy Reid. Nobody's better at their job in the history of this league than Andy Reid. He is just a masterful head coach. And I want to read the exact text I sent to you guys last night because it was like, you know, you've been in the service industry before, right? And waited tables. Hi, welcome in. Tonight's special is whatever it is. And I said,
tight ends.
Hi, welcome to Arrowhead. We're the Chiefs. Tonight's ass kicking will be served with tight ends. I mean, Noah Gray, Travis Kelce. Okay, we don't have the wide receiver group we have.
Don't
so now
it.
We've got these tight ends that we can give you. And you mentioned, you know, Kareem Hunt, 102 yards on the ground, 130 yards through the air for Juju, 70 more for Travis Kelce. Like the two of them combined at senior citizen discount prices, right? 200 yards combined for Travis Kelce and Juju Smith-Schuster last night. Throw in another 102 for Kareem Hunt just rushing. So you're talking about 100, 200, 302 yards combined for those three guys. Two weren't here when training camp started, and one, a lot of people have said, Carrington, that the guy is washed. Mm-hmm. And so those three guys last night, an alumni night at Arrowhead, combined for 300 yards in offense. And I didn't even include, I guess he didn't have any receptions out of it. Oh, Kareem Hunt had 15 yards receiving last night as well. So you're looking at like 317 combined yards from Juju Smith-Schuster, Travis Kelce, and Kareem Hunt. Two guys that weren't here at the beginning of the year, and Travis Kelce, who Carrington said is washed. That was your offense last night. That's the Andy Reid appreciation text moment segment, whatever it is that we have to do. Like, I know we're caught up in Patrick Mahomes. I know we're caught up in Bobby Witt Jr. I know we're caught up in we got to get caught up in Andy Reid. I've never seen somebody do their job in a masterclass like Andy Reid is doing, challenging the call the proper way. His first challenge of the season was a brilliant challenge, utilizing the weapons that they have to a T. I mean, it's just amazing to watch Andy Reid coach right now. And as you said, with all of these injuries, with a negative turnover differential, this team is 5-0. Like, imagine if they were clicking on any cylinders, let alone all cylinders. They'd still be 5-0,
no doubt.
But everybody would be talking about how dominating they are, and they're a dominating team right now. To do what they're doing with the personnel that they have is a dominating football team, and Andy Reid is the best head coach that the NFL has ever seen, past or present, flat out, hands down. There is no argument to be made.
Stays in at running back. Smith-Schuster goes in motion behind Mahomes, who's under center. Fakes a handoff to Hunt. Mahomes goes middle. Caught. Smith-Schuster 50. Near side 40. To the 30. Smith-Schuster 25-20. Stiff arms the run defensive back. But Juju Smith-Schuster wide open in the north 40. Goes for 50 yards in the pasture. And the Chiefs right back in the Saints' face.
You could have heard all that here on 96.5 The Fan. Oh, by the way, there's a baseball game we get to talk about on the side because there's a little bit of a jazz guy that likes to talk a little bit of you-know-what.
Jazz is done. He's coming to Kansas City. I tell you what, man.
We're about to be there on Wednesday night. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
I think it's safe to say that our luck has officially turned around, guys. We are back, baby. We are back. We are back. Classic. We are back.
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know. We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
Kiss my ass,
there it
Jazz.
Is. We got lucky.
I mean Kansas City to absolutely heckle this clown. You, sir, got lucky that the Yankees took a shot on your broke ass, that you got out of Miami,
man.
That you don't have to play for the Marlins. You, sir, come on.
I mean, they just you got know? Like, that's the second time now in this series that Jazz has said something that kind of perked my ears up a little bit. He had another comment the other day.
Yeah, what's he done?
And you know, well, he did hit a home run last night. He was kind of their only offense in that
game.
Yeah,
did it matter?
No, it didn't. Okay. No, it didn't. But
Aaron Judge got lucky with an infield single.
Yeah, Aaron Judge is doing exactly what I told you Aaron Judge would
choking?
Do. Choking? Choking. Yeah. Who's having a better series, Aaron Judge or Bobby Witt?
Neither. They're combined 1-for-12.
I know. Right? Like, great, Bobby's making errors out in the field and things like that. Like,
Bobby just needs to get the hell out of New York.
I mean, it's been a rough two games for Bobby.
Get out of New York.
Right? Like, I don't know what it is or whatnot, but like, let the randos continue to do their thing and let them drive in runs. And congratulations to Garrett Hampson and some of these guys you never heard of before.
Unsung hero, man.
Doing some great things. Garrett Hampson's having a great ALDS, right? Like, he's doing amazing things. But, you know, like, when you say stuff like that, like Jazz Chisholm did, you've got to back it up. And as we've known since 2009, the Yankees have not won a World Series. Each day, each inning, each pitch, each out that goes by where they're not in the lead is more and more and more and more and more and more pressure put on those New York Yankees. And so the last thing you want to do is stir up the other team and also stir up the other team's fan base. And it's already starting in New York. Here's the headline from the New York, the New York Post today. Yankees big money stars running out of time to save season. This series is tied 1-1, and the New York tabloids are this close to writing off the Yankees and writing off Judge and writing off Jazz Chisholm and writing off another season that they feel like, hey, they're coming to Kansas City now, and the Royals have Lugo and Waka going these next couple of days. They've got an opportunity to lose both of these games and get knocked out early again in the postseason. So Jazz Chisholm doesn't need to be going out there and doing that to his other teammates out there right now and now doing that to a crowd in Kansas City. Because I got a feeling come Wednesday night when we're all sitting out there at Kauffman Stadium, there's going to be some extra booze. I mean, it
you kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
We got early morning Bob on a Thursday.
It's I got both games.
Ooh, nice.
It is.
It's both.
It is. It's going to be Cano-ish, you know, like it really is. Like,
I mean, everybody for the Yankees will be getting Cano'd.
Like, I mean, that's just a dumbass thing to do by a dumbass player who's never played in big moments before. Yeah. Like, you just don't do that kind of stuff. And so Jazz Chisholm just set his entire team up to get their nuts kicked in on Wednesday night and Thursday night. So if that guy backs it up and goes 4-for-4 and has a couple of home runs, okay, I'm going to tip my cap to you. Nicely done. But you have now just set your team up that can't hit out of a wet paper bag, that's getting ready to face potential Cy Young Award winner Seth Lugo on Wednesday night at Kauffman Stadium in front of a hostile environment. You just screwed your team. Like, if I'm Aaron Judge, Full Metal Jacket's happening on the plane right out here to Jazz Chisholm, because that's the dumbest thing you could possibly say, you jackass.
Well, I just also don't like when athletes use the terms like they got lucky.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
Not really.
No.
They had well-placed hits. They had a home run by Salvador Perez that had an amazing angle from it. I thought they finally nailed the umpire's cam. Don't need to see it ever again, but that was a good...
I hate the umpire.
That was a one-and-done for me.
I feel like I'm seasick.
I actually almost called the Salvador Perez home run in front of my people that were watching the game, and I said, oh, they just got Sal Perez up. He's 2-0. Here we go. Bang.
That was a rocket. That would have been out of Kauffman Stadium. I think that hits the Hall of Fame at Kauffman Stadium.
That thing was yoked.
That thing was to Overland Park, as Joe Buck said last night.
Did you hear
night.
That? Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. On second and 34, he goes, it's second in Overland Park.
Yeah.
I was like, well done, Joe. But no, like, let's address one elephant in the room. Bobby Wood Jr. needs to get the hell out of New York.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Tinted bats, zero hits, four strikeouts. He has 0-0-0 over everything. Whereas in the wild card games, he was 3-for-9, 2 RBI, only 1 strikeout. Against the Yankees, 0-for-10, 10 at bats, 10 plate appearances, 4 strikeouts. Just get the hell out of New York.
And he's looked like a rookie. I mean, like, he's looked as bad as I've ever seen Bobby Witt
Jr.
look.
And I don't know if it's pressing or if it's like the pressure or the lights in New York and Broadway and all that, maybe. But it's
first time.
Yeah, and now his playoff batting average is .158. Yeah. So if we're going to sit here, we're going to talk about Aaron Judge, who's also hitting now in a career .208 in the playoffs. .208 in 7 years. Bobby Witt Jr. 1 year. So let's, you know, kind of think about that. Bobby Witt Jr. has played 2 series. He's got a total of, 19 plate appearances, and he's struck out 5 times. It's 4 times in the series. It's just one of those things, you know, get out of New York, let the pressure, you know, calm down. But
But the thing is, Bobby doesn't have to carry this team now in the postseason.
No.
Like, this is where postseason baseball is so much different than regular season baseball. Bobby was the catalyst during the regular season. He does not need to be the catalyst now during the postseason. You've got some legitimate veterans in this lineup. And, you know, you can go back again and look at, you know, 14 and 15, or even at like some of the Chiefs teams that won Super Bowls. It's those unsung veterans that make plays, the Mike Pinnells of the world. Look, I know people hate Daniel Sorensen, but his play against Cleveland saves that entire season and gets you back to the Super Bowl. You know, Tyrann Mathieu being a veteran influence on this team. This is like Garrett Hampson, Tommy Pham, Yuri Gurriel. I got a call from somebody who works closely with the Astros organization in minor league baseball, and they go, watch Yuli Gurriel in this series against the Yankees. He's going to be big. Yuli Gurriel has been nothing but fantastic for this team in these two games against the Yankees. And then you got Tommy Pham in there. I mean, like, you've got these four guys that were kind of retread cast-offs that nobody wanted to talk about that are veteran presence in that lineup. And I'll factor in Mikel Garcia as well, who was amazing last night. Mm-hmm. He's kind of the fourth member of the Randos. But you did an unbelievable thing by acquiring these veterans, and this is why you acquired these veterans, because they've got that postseason experience. Tommy Pham's been there. He was in the World Series last year. Gurriel cheated to a championship. He's been there before. Garrett Hampson has been around the block in the big leagues before. Mm-hmm. These guys have experience. They're taking over, and that's great. It's taken all the pressure off of Bobby Witt Jr. He does not have to go out there and carry this franchise in the postseason. Those veteran experienced guys are doing that, and that's the difference between a young guy in the playoffs and an old guy in the playoffs. Aaron Judge just sucks in the playoffs.
Yeah, and you talk about your unsung heroes. Garrett Hampson, Kyle Isbell, Mikel Garcia goes 7-for-9 last night.
Yeah,
I mean, 7-for-9. The Royals had 11 hits.
Yeah.
Those guys would have two of the four RBI for the Royals as well. Bob Costas was,
hit to short. Witt gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can, and it's just the point we were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit, couldn't beat it out at the other end, turns into a double play.
Sorry, Bob.
And that's why America doesn't like Bob Costas right now.
New York?
That call, how depressed did Bob Costas sound?
Hit to short. Witt gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can, and it's just the point we were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit.
It's not Giancarlo's fault.
Couldn't beat it out at the other end. Turns into a double play.
Some credit for making that play.
We're calling Mike.
Yeah, we're calling Mike. Yeah, that's right. I was kind of defending Bob Costas, you know, because I've heard a lot of hate in Max. Like, I haven't heard any hate. Oh, there's plenty of hate. He's trending on Twitter. Like, nobody likes what Bob Costas is doing on the broadcast. And I thought to myself, man, maybe it's just the younger generation not appreciating who Bob Costas was over the years, because young people don't watch sports anymore. And so now it's on the main stage and you're seeing Bob Costas like, who's this old timer on here? I don't know what it is, but that call right there, if that doesn't sound like a guy who's in the pocket of the Yankees, like who's a Yankee fan wearing his Yankee cap on a national, if that's the announcer for, if that's Michael Kay, or if that's John Sterling on the Yankee broadcast or Susan Waldman, right? Fine. That's the Yankee broadcast. That's a national televised broadcast where Bob Costas clearly is depressed that Bobby Witt made a great play in the hole and turned a double play and the Yankees are out of the inning.
I just think it's interesting that that's why I think it's so sweet to be a Royals fan. Like, for years, it was, you know, the Chiefs were that team where it was like, you know, F New England. Like, nobody likes Dallas. Nobody likes this. And then, like, the Chiefs come around, like, oh, Kansas City, enjoy the moment. And then everybody hates Kansas City.
Hey.
I'm getting back into, like, what it used to feel like. Because now it's like everybody in the major media wants L.A. and New York.
Yeah.
No matter how it works out, we want Ohtani. We want Judge. We want the Bronx. We want the West Coast.
Because that generates the most money.
And
right?
I say F that. I like sports for stories.
Yeah, I do too.
And I mean, I know I'm biased because I want the Chiefs this Super Bowl, but I want them to play the Lions.
Yeah, I wanted to play the Vikings now, though, because
then you get the three-peat against the team that you got your first ever title against. So there's a
great story there, right? Too. Ooh, goosebumps I just got. Not kidding. I was like, ooh.
Kevin O'Connell, Andy Reid, up-and-comer, veteran coach.
If I got to hear about Kevin O'Connell anymore, my God.
Well, it is Tuesday.
And she's all about ranking her hot coaches, by the way, my wife.
She
says there's not that many good-looking coaches in. If she wants to call up now, Jen, we'll take your phone call. But she's like going through, like, Matt LaFleur's two short and
doesn't like his haircut.
Too short.
Yeah. I feel like Bob goes home and goes, do we need to talk about some coaches?
Yeah.
You want to talk about what you were talking to Dusty about?
You're texting Dusty about these coaches that you're in love with. Like, we can have the conversation. It's okay. We can role play.
There you go. Yeah, just put the headset on.
Give me a headset and a purple pullover, baby. I'm Kevin O'Connell coming home.
She says some night, she goes, why don't you put that Andy Reid shield on? It's gonna get messy.
Is that thing still in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, you better believe it. Put the shield on, Bob. It's gonna get messy today. Call me Lionel.
Can you be LaFleur today? Yeah. Fine.
Get on LaFleur. Yeah. Peter's brother.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. Sex.
You look at last night with the Royals game, and I think it's interesting because I know there is the obvious, which is the media and people love major teams.
Right.
Now, it's going to suck when the Royals beat the Yankees in this series and Detroit beats the Cleveland Guardians in the series, and all of a sudden people are like, oh, God, baseball's terrible. It's the Yankees it's the Dodgers and the Royals. We'll love it, which is fine.
I don't know that the Dodgers are making it out of the National League, brother. Man, that Padre. Yeah. How would you love a Padres-Royals World Series? That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, except that, like, I feel like, you know, the Padres not having a World Series title is kind of interesting, but, like, look, I want nothing more than the Yankees to lose. But the other thing I don't want to see get caught up in it is I don't want to see the Royals get caught up in, like, this is their World Series.
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
No, there's more than just beating the Yankees in the ALDS. And they come home on Wednesday, they'll play at 6:08. I'll be there. You'll be there. Alex and Cody will be there with me as well, as we do everything we can for you people of Kansas City to give you all the content we can drive for you. But I thought last night was great, man, because you're watching that game. You're watching the Chiefs game at the same time. At least, you know, I had the picture set up in big screen.
Everybody was loving the YouTube TV.
They did it. Yeah, they came in clutch.
Yeah,
and I think the thing that was great about that game is that, it was 1-0, but that's all the Yankees had until the ninth inning when Irsay gave the home run to Chisholm. But, like, you watch that game and it was like, at least at one point, it was like every time the Chiefs game went to commercial, the Royals did something. And then they come back, and the Royals go to commercial, and the Chiefs are gone. Because we almost got a 360 Patrick Mahomes, though, that about broke the entire world.
I mean,
you got that. And then, you know, Travis Kelce's doing his thing. T. Swift's at Arrowhead. Jason Kelce's out there with our guy Blair.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw that.
I heard.
Shout out Blair. Yeah, he was on ESPN.
Out there slamming bears.
He's on ESPN, TMZ. So shout out to Blair Falconer, man. Great guy. I'd love to see it for him. But, man, to take last night's game, and not only that, but, like, we talked about this. You could have parlayed it yesterday for 233. Royals win, Chiefs win. And last night, to me, watching the Royals beat the Yankees and the Chiefs beat the Saints and Derek Carr just out there just up a chucking it, which is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And then he hits Rashid Shaheed. He's like, I told you.
That was
kind of cringy. But, like,
you had one play in a game.
Right. And you watch how that whole night unfolded. And I don't know what people did for, you know, get-togethers, or maybe you just watched it with your, you know, significant other. But, like, last night was, to me, the greatest night in Kansas City sports as a unison. Like, I know that winning the World Series, you shirt off, throw it around, fireworks. People were blowing fireworks up last night.
Really, really?
In my neighborhood.
You're in Missouri, yeah.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, there were fireworks shooting through. Yeah. And not only was it, at least some in Missouri.
Yeah.
And the Royals win and the Chiefs win on the same night, and the Royals beat the Yankees in the Bronx. The Chiefs win on Monday Night Football. Joe Buck, Bob Costas, Troy Aikman, Robert De Niro, who was with Joe Buck last night, or whoever's doing the baseball game.
Costas.
You think
Ron Darling looks like Robert De Niro?
A couple people said he did. And then
really?
I almost switched the audio to the Royals game because it sounded like Joe Buck and Troy Aikman were talking in a metal can.
So I missed that at the beginning. I got a bunch of texts of people complaining about that. Like, get him a different mic. What's going on? I'm watching the baseball.
But
there was a point in time where it was like Royals had a pitch, then the Chiefs would run a play. Then the Royals would have a pitch. Like, it was in sync for a very long time. I'm like, this is good. I like that we're not kind of competing with each other.
Yeah.
And I did find myself with the sound going back and forth constantly, you know, depending on what was going on and whatnot. And I found myself kind of with the sound more on football than I thought I would, and then go back to baseball. And I'm like, well, this is unique. I mean, it was a fun night. I'm good with having one game though per night. I don't know, like the stress level really high,
yeah,
and then trying to concentrate on each game. I've got a little ADD going on and whatnot. And so it's like, well, what TV do I watch? But overall, like a really just a fun Kansas City night where neither big star threw a touchdown or got a hit, and we won comfortably. I mean, it's just remarkable to watch what's happening right now in Kansas City. And it's great to see the synergy, too, like Mahomes talking about the Royals and whatnot. We'll get to that. Andy Reid, everybody's talking about the Royals, the Let's Go Royals chants at Arrowhead last night.
Awesome.
Both broadcasts, like we said, going back and forth, talking about the city and what's going on and all of that kind of stuff. Like, it was a great advertisement for Kansas City.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where, like, you know, yeah, World Series wins are awesome to see as a city. Yeah, Super Bowl wins are awesome as a town. But, like, this was one of those things last night where, and I'm sure a lot of you noticed this, but in the baseball broadcast, they were talking about the Chiefs. And in the football broadcast, they were talking about the Royals.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, you saw Andy Reid at the end of his press conference. He goes, yeah, and finally, shout out to the Royals.
Yeah.
You know, congrats on the big win tonight. Mahomes, post-game press conference, gets asked, how about your Royals tonight? We're really excited. Can't wait for the game. Mahomes will be there Wednesday. Guarantee it.
One of the things tonight, just sort of about the vibe, obviously you're locked in on the game itself, but were you cognizant in some way of how the fans were responding?
100%. I was trying not to be. I really wanted to focus on the game and then look after and maybe get like a scoreboard kind of shot of it, and they gave us a couple of those, but like you could feel that stuff was going good. And there was kind of a lull there, kind of, I think, towards the end of the game. And I was like, they're not showing it, the score. The Yankees came back. But no, the Royals picked it up and got the win. And it was extremely exciting to see that the fan base, because, I mean, obviously we know that the fans at Arrowhead are going to be loud and ruckus and be really into the game. But I haven't got to experience that stadium in Kauffman, sold out playoffs and that stuff. And so it was cool to see that kind of combine.
You about to, Patty.
That's the plan. I got to just, it's bye week, so Brittany's vacation and me getting to the Royals game will
Rawls,
for
Rawls.
Sure.
Is that like a Texas accent?
That's got to be.
Can't wait to go to the Rawls game.
Can't wait to go to the Rawls game.
And it's good to know, I forget which broadcast we were on, but they finally let the cat out of the bag. Mahomes owns 1% of the Royals. Was that on the Royals broadcast or was that on the Chiefs broadcast?
Doesn't matter, he's part owner.
But they finally said, like, everybody's been wondering for all these years, how much does Mahomes really have? And I think it was Costas or Buck, one of the others said, he has 1% ownership of the, I thought Buck was good last night too. I know people don't like Joe Buck, but
he's good. Like high in the moment. I didn't really hear any sort of announcements. Yeah. I heard the Overland Park line. And I was like, that kind of rang a bell. But other than that, I was just so like back and forth. It was
like ping pong a little bit last night.
Fantastic.
And you were hoping like one team put it away early. The Chiefs again, opportunities to end this thing before halftime. And then Butker misses a field goal and they throw the interception in the end zone and you know whatnot and had an opportunity to really pull this thing away and really, 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 really like ice this thing before halftime, and they didn't.
Here we go, second down and goal. Mahomes in the gun, the two in New Orleans. P. Ryan in motion. There's the shotgun snap, the fake handoff, the quick throw at the goal line is deflected and it's intercepted on the play by Saunders. He runs the big man, the 10, near sideline 20, on the near sideline 30, got a block and from behind, the former Chief is taken down. The Saints big man got it on the ricochet at the goal line on a pass intended for Smith-Schuster. That was a thick pick.
It was a thick pick is what Kevin Harlan said. Like, you're driving, deliver the final blow. But this team wants the other opposition to hang around, I guess, all the time too, Dusty.
It's right.
Like, just finish a game. Put your foot on the throat and end this thing so we can all concentrate on the Royals.
Fastest 40 minutes of your life today, starting at 6 o'clock until now. Coming up on the other side, we got to do it. It's Tuesday. It's Tough Tuesdays. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
I can feel it in my plums today.
I literally can feel it there. I literally had to wear two pairs of underwear today.
Oh, wow. I still am not wearing any.
No, I got these new all-in-motion drawers from Target. Very nice. Silky. You want to see them?
Are they the Target brand, or is it a different?
I don't know. It's just called all-in-motion. They have like their own little section in Target. It's fantastic.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go in there and look at the all-in-motion,
you should.
You know, section.
Oh, yeah.
I like Target's like workout clothes and things. That's like where you that. Need to go. They do it's like really
a little,
good stuff.
It's like a little, like, crossed-off section. It's between, like, kids and men, and it's like right in the middle, and they have like these pants.
Well, every Target's different, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But I mean, they're mostly the same sort of setup.
Do you go to a Greatland Target, or do you go to a Super Target?
I went to this one. They have 30 packs of Miller Lite and Shawnee Mission
in Kansas,
dude. I'm dead serious.
How about that? Wow,
30 pack. I almost bought one yesterday. I was like, eh. It's like between that, a vinyl, and responsible stuff. Like,
what vinyl were you gonna buy yesterday?
I keep looking for Zach Bryan's new vinyl. I can't find it at Target yet.
Oh, yeah.
I almost bought Fleetwood Mac's Greatest Hits.
Why not just order that online?
Yeah, was it Amazon?
I like to get it.
You like, okay, that's
like
fine.
I ordered my playoff hoodie on September 27th. It's like, it'll be delivered between October 7th and the 11th. I'm like, come on!
What's today? The 8th. Okay. Yeah. So it should be. I thought you were going to say October 7th and Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, when they get that thing moving on.
That's
right?
Why I'm glad they keep winning, because I don't want to have it. They got swept. But
yeah,
damn it,
man. What am I supposed to do with this, right? Like, they lose the series. It comes like, say they lose in like game 4 or game 5, right? And it comes on that Monday after. Like, what am I going to do with this right
nothing
now?
You can.
Yeah, memories, right? Hey, get back to the postseason.
Real quickly, shout out Kurt Likens. Happy birthday to my dad.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to the biggest parrot head other than Bob Fesco that I know on this earth.
Well,
so
there you go.
Shout out Kurt Likens, my dad.
There you go, Kurt. How old is he today? 50?
No, he's 68 or 69. I hope it's the latter.
Yeah, brother.
But no, so I know he got a great birthday last night, because that guy, man, not only that, but like, I don't know if you guys had this or not, but like, I had family members and friends that were just like, absolutely, immediately, Carlos Rodon haters.
Oh,
they're
God.
Like, F this guy.
Have you ever seen a guy dominate?
I forgot how much I hated the Yankees.
Like, he went from domination to dud. And, like, I've never seen somebody go from masterclass to holy crap, what happened to that guy?
Or the opposite
innings?
With Angel Zerpa.
Zerpa. Or even, you know, Reagan's last night. I mean, like his first two batters, it's like, okay, here we go again.
A lot of pitches.
Stanton's talking all kinds of smack as he's going down the first base. And then Aaron Judge. I mean, Aaron Judge, let me say this. Aaron Judge would ruin Christmas if he showed up at your door. I mean, like, that guy is just absolutely like...
the Grinch.
I was trying to think of the analogy last night. Like, I don't know that I've ever seen somebody who's this alleged great player become so bad when the moments matter most. Like, he is the antithesis of Michael Jordan. He's like Jeffrey Jordan, right? Would that be the antithesis of Michael Jordan? Like, you're so good, and then you're so bad in the moments that matter most, right? And, I mean, he came up with two on. And my wife starts getting nervous, and my son is a little bit nervous. I'm like, it's Aaron Judge. He's going to strike out. Three pitches, strikeout, game turned right there. Like, that was it. Like, Aaron Judge is a human rain delay. He's a rally killer. And the Soto sticking out his tongue running down first base after that walk. Ooh. I mean, that kind of, I guess, refocused Cole Reagans, because he went right after Judge got him, the next guy. And that inning was over. And they didn't have many more scoring opportunities after that in that game last night. And so I love the way Cole Reagans settled in, man. He was rough at first and then went, oh, my God, he's really good. And Rodon was so good in the first two innings. And then he turned out to be a turd, too. And the Royals got to him. Like, it was crazy, man. It was great to see last night.
Salvador Perez shocked his world when he hit that home run. Speaking of shocking the world, we got to do it. It's Tuesday. It's 6:50. We get to our Tough Tuesdays here, guys. Mac, why don't you start this off with our Tough Tuesdays in the NFL? Some guys that are may not be here for the long haul for this season, according to Mackenstein.
Man, it was a tough Tuesday, kind of Sunday, wasn't it? I mean, you're watching football on Sunday, you're going, that guy should be fired. Oh, that guy's like days are numbered.
There were two guys that didn't need to make it to the postgame press conference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, which two are you thinking about?
McDermott and Taylor.
Yeah. Zach Taylor is where I'm starting. I mean, Zach Taylor, absolutely just abominable. I
mean, do you know what their record is against AFC teams, by the way? They're 4-11 in their last 15 games against AFC teams.
Wow. And I mean, he's.
Can we stop talking about the Bengals being a contender?
They beat the Chiefs 3 years ago. They have not done crap since.
Anything since.
Yeah, anything.
Mac almost cussed.
Everyone was close. They're not better than the Ravens. They're not better than the Bills. This team is done. I look at their schedule and I'm like, there's still a 1% chance. But with Zach Taylor as your head coach, I'm counting you out.
Giants are going to beat that ass this weekend.
I hope so. If Malik Nabers is back, Devin Singletary is back, I wouldn't be surprised.
Giants are going to beat that ass.
Awful. That offense is fine. That defense is terrible.
We were told Lou Ferrigno is such a great defensive coordinator for the Bengals, and he's going to be the next great head head coach. He had one game against the Chiefs. I got a half.
I once hit Lou Ferrigno on a golf course.
With your fist?
Wow. No, with my golf ball.
Oh, boy.
Ask my buddy Mike Price. He was there.
Did he crush you?
He almost did. He came back and said, have you ever hit by a golf ball? I was like, unfortunately, no, man. I'm sorry. Hit him right in the chest. 250 yards out. Damn. 3 wood. Hole 8. Drum farm.
Why was Lou Ferrigno out there playing?
I don't know. This guy looked like Lou Ferrigno.
Oh,
like
it wasn't really Lou?
No, he had 2% body fat, had almond skin, and was about, I don't know, 2 seconds away from ending my life.
He didn't turn green and rip his shirt off and attack you?
No, but his veins popped out. Zach Taylor, number one on top Tuesdays.
10 yards for a field goal. Wouldn't even give Joe Burrow a pass 3 runs in a row. Sean McDermott, absolute wussy. I don't know what this guy's doing. I mean, and he's throwing the ball on 1 yard line, making Allen look like just a fool.
Allen took smelling salts to clear his concussion.
Insane, dude.
There needs to be an investigation on that.
Oh my
situation.
God, does there?
Doug Peterson, only coach that I can watch be up 14 with 4.5 minutes to go and go, it's
or
not
any
over.
Coach that's going against Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
But no, Doug Peterson let Joe Flacco beat him on 2 bombs.
Exactly. Against the Colts. You know what I mean? You're up 14 against Joe Flacco and the Colts. I'm like, this is not over. And then Nick Sirianni needs to be fired. It was a bye week, and I felt better. I felt more positive just not having to watch Nick Sirianni on the sidelines. So, yeah, he needs to be fired.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who has to have their security guard as their, like, voice on the sideline probably needs to go.
That guy gets on TV more than Ted Cruz.
I know. He really does. Well, that's tough to do. I mean, TV Ted Cruz is big on television. Always looking for the spotlight. So I'm going to go with Josh McDaniels coming in at number one for me down there in Miami.
The joggers?
Yeah, I am. When you call somebody a genius at what they do, that means they're good no matter who their tools are. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an old saying, don't blame your tools or whatever the case may be. Like, Andy Reid, I know, is the greatest of all time, as we said earlier. But, like, Andy Reid would figure it out with whoever the quarterback was.
He made
was.
Juju look like he was 23 again.
I mean, he rolled. Remember that old guy for Kansas in that alumni game? Mm-hmm. That's what the Chiefs had last night with Juju and Kareem and Travis. Like, it was like the old man show, and they put up 300-plus yards between the three of them. Mm-hmm. And, I'm so tired of Mike McDaniel and all these guys getting called these geniuses and these, like, we just rush to crown these next head coaches, and most of them aren't worth their weight. I mean, most of them are just ass. Which leads me to Sean McDermott. Like, run the clock out, man. Like, what are you doing? You had a quarterback who got knocked out, literally his head bouncing on the ground. You gave him smelling salts on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. You put him back in, and an opportunity to send that game to overtime. You call 3 pass plays from the one, and you leave time on the clock for Houston to kick a field goal. He's an idiot.
Yep.
Aaron Judge is on my Tough Tuesday list as well. I said it again yesterday. I'll continue to say it. Why are the Yankees playing that guy in the postseason? Continue to do it, because he's just an absolute gap in their lineup. Aaron Rodgers makes my Tough Tuesday list, head coach of the Jets. Aaron Rodgers has led the Jets to 93 points through 5 games.
Mm.
That's the exact same amount of points that Zach Wilson led the Jets through 5 games last year.
Not good.
And whoever coaches Cincinnati, Zach Taylor, he needs to go.
Yeah, my Tough Tuesday is the entire AFC. The Chiefs have in-house injuries, and it's their problem, right? Like, their injuries, they work after it. Everybody else has emotional in-house problems in the AFC.
Yeah,
right. Everybody you just mentioned, the Tough Tuesdays on the coaches. It seems like everybody else has a BMW. You have to go to those actual, like, special automobile locations to get it fixed. The Chiefs just kind of seem to know what they have with the right mechanics in the right place. Tough Tuesdays for everybody else in the AFC. Chiefs are 5-0 going into the bye week. And they could be 9-0 when they play the Buffalo Bills in about 4 weeks.
What do you guys think of San Francisco?
They're struggling.
Can you, like, 1 week they look good, then 1 week they look really bad, then 1 week, like, they're a mid team, I think, right now, right? I think that's fair to say. Like, yeah. I don't think they're a contender.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get.
But don't sleep on them either.
Of course not.
You know?
Of course not.
No, but you get them after a bye.
Yeah, they play a Thursday night game, which I don't like. They should have to play a Sunday afternoon game.
Yeah, they get a mini bye.
Yeah, they get a mini bye. Mini bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting healthy. Debo's coming back. Kittle's still a little hurt. We'll see.
We'll never see that running back again.
Probably true.
We'll get into where Bob and I are starting to become one of the same, where we both said when it was over. Plus, we want to hear from you. What was last night's coolest moment for you, and how did you endure everything last night? Because we're all revved up, thirsty, and ready to drown here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State athletics, 96.5 The Fan.